بسم الله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله ومن ولا وبعد. This evening, بإذن الله تعالى, this is going to be our fifth session reading from the Sharh of العقيدة الوسطية, the original text from Shaykh al-Islam Ibn Taymiyyah رحمه الله, and the commentary or explanation of Al-Imam Abdul Aziz Ibn Abdullah Ibn Baz rahimahullah. Tonight we're going to be looking at the next chapter, which deals with having iman in the truthfulness of the messengers alayhim salam in everything that they have informed the people of. Before doing so, we're going to go back and look at some of the issues that we dealt with in the previous session from the questionnaire study guide for lecture number 4. So the questions from last week on the other side of the page, on one side are the questions from last week that we're going to review now, and on the other side are the questions for tonight's session that we will review next week, inshallah. So from last week's session, questionnaire study guide for lecture number 4, the first question is, mention the two sources from which the sifat, the descriptions of Allah, may be affirmed. From what two sources are these sifat of Allah affirmed? Now, be patient, yeah, Amir, be patient. Fadl. Not Adam, Amir.
The Quran and the authentic Sunnah.
From the Quran and from the authentic Sunnah. Yani, the descriptions, the sifat, the qualities or characteristics of Allah that must be affirmed or that which came from Allah Himself, how He has described Himself in the Quran, or how He has been described by His Messenger Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam in the authentic Sunnah. Question number 2: mention the 4 areas of deviation that must be avoided when affirming the sifat of Allah. 4 areas, Abdul Wali.
Tahrif,
number 1. Ta'til, number 2. Takyif, number 3,
and Tamthil,
number 4. 4 areas of deviation. The explanation of these terminologies are going to come at the end of this questionnaire study guide, so we'll save it for then, inshallah. Question number 3, mention the qa'idah, the foundation principle of Ahl Sunnah, concerning the affirmation of sifat of Allah. What is the qa'idah of Ahl Sunnah concerning the affirmation of the sifat of Allah? What qa'idah? Naam, Zakaria.
Affirming everything that Allah has affirmed for Himself and not negating anything.
Okay, affirming everything that Allah has affirmed for Himself and what?
Not negating.
And not negating. Okay, anybody else want to add to that anything? Naam.
And what His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has described Him
with. Okay, and what His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has described Him with. Naam. Anybody else want to add anything to that? طيب, this, نعم, فضل.
Without distorting it,
okay, without those deviations, distortion, likening, and so on. So this principle of Ahl Sunnah al-Jama'ah is based on, what is the evidence for it? The evidence for this principle of affirming what Allah has described Himself with and yani negating whatever He has negated for Himself. What is the evidence for this principle? What's the source from the Qur'an that is based upon? Now, the saying of Allah, yani affirmation and negation. The principle of affirmation and negation is based on what Allah said in the Quran, لَيْسَ كَمِثْلِهِ شَيْءٌ وَهُوَ السَّمِيعُ الْبَصِيرُ. Allah negates from Himself, yani that which is unbefitting of Him, and He affirms for Himself yet that He is, yani السَّمِيعُ الْبَصِيرُ, that He is hearing and that He sees. Now, this is a very important ayah from the Quran, and understanding it thoroughly and its application is really, really important in this topic that we are dealing with, that is specifically yani tawheed, and more specifically the tawheed of asma wa sifat. Knowing that whatever Allah has affirmed for Himself, we affirm it. We affirm it without yani comparison or making examples, and whatever He has negated from Himself, then we negate it. So there's affirmation and there's negation, and we're going to be talking about that in this chapter tonight in detail. Okay, question number three. List three reasons mentioned by the Mu'allif, the author, as to why we must affirm everything Allah affirms for Himself. Three reasons that Shaykh al-Islam ibn Taymiyyah mentioned. Okay, Amir.
Because he is the most knowledgeable of
because
himself.
He is the most knowledgeable of himself and of everyone else. Now, he is the most knowledgeable. Number two, Zakaria.
It's part of the
Iman billah. Okay, it's part of Iman billah. Shaykh al-Islam ibn Taymiyyah mentioned three reasons though why we must affirm what Allah has affirmed for Himself. One of them is because He's the A'lam bi nafsihi. He knows best, so how can we not affirm what He affirmed for Himself? And He mentioned secondly, Talib. Because He's the most truthful. Because He's the most truthful. And He knows best Himself, and He's the most truthful. Whereas other people might lie. Might lie when they tell you something. Okay, and the third reason He said is because He is أحسن حديثاً. What does that mean? أحسن حديثاً. نعم. فضل.
He is the best in expression.
The best in expression. In expressing what he wants to say. With clarity and eloquence. He is the best one who to express himself. So if he is the most knowledgeable of himself, and he is the most truthful in talking about himself, and he is the one who can best express what he wants to say, how can we reject anything that he affirms for himself? Question number five. Mention the dalil, evidence from the sunnah, from Bukhari and Muslim, which affirms laughing as a sifa, as a description or quality of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Mention the dalil. What's the dalil? That from the sifat of Allah is that He laughs. Anybody remember the hadith? Naam. Fadl. Abdul Haq. What is the hadith? Okay.
1890.
MashaAllah.
Allah smiles at two men.
Allah smiles at two men.
One of them killed the other.
One of them killed the other one. One of them killed the other and what?
Both into paradise.
And both of them will enter the paradise. And two men, one of them killed the other one. And both of them will enter paradise. Now. Allah smiles or He laughs about these two men. Yani it's something amazing that a man kills another man, the killer and the killed both enter the Jannah. Is there anybody who doesn't understand how that happened? Then we don't need to explain it. Tayyib. How question number six, how has the Sharih, and there's a printing mistake here, it's how as, it should be HAS, right? How has the Sharih, and he's the one who explained the original text. The Sharih is Al-Imam Abdul Aziz ibn Baz, rahimahullah. How has he defined the expression tahrif? How has he explained the expression tahrif? Many of these four deviations that we said a person has to avoid. How has he explained the first of them? Tahrif. Anybody on this side? Okay, Abdul Wali.
Distorting.
Okay, distortion.
Distorting the descriptions of the sifat of Allah.
Okay, distorting the description of the sifat of Allah. Specifically, exactly what was his words? Yani, that's the meaning of it, naam. But specifically, exactly what were the words of the Imam, naam.
In the English, it says, to alter the speech, the addition or subtraction.
To alter the speech. Yani, taghyir al-kalam. With addition, ziyada, or subtraction. Yani by adding something to it or taking something from it. This is one of the meanings of tahrif, to actually change the wording of that description of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. To change the wording itself. Yani by adding letters or taking something away. We said though that another meaning of tahrif that the Shaykh didn't mention here is what?
Interpretation,
to reinterpret, to give a false interpretation. Yani without changing the wording, but interpreting it in a way other than what was intended. Now, tayyib. Question number seven. How is the Sharia, explainer of the original text, define the expression ta'atil? How does he explain ta'atil? Ahmed, right? There's one Ahmed, and there's another Ahmed, mashallah. Okay. Where's Mahmoud? Oh, Mahmoud. Right in front of me.
Denying it fully.
Yani nafi. He also said, or, or changing the meaning. يعني تحريف المعنى. So these two meanings here that he gave, changing the meaning is applicable to tahrif as the second part of tahrif. And from this we can understand that yani they overlap. Tahrif and ta'til overlap. Because ta'til, it means one of its meaning is to outright negate, to reject the meaning. But the other meaning is to alter, distort the meaning. And that's one of the meanings of tahrif. Alright, so please keep the, in mind the any relation between these two expressions. Question number 8. How is the Shari' explained in the original text? Define the expression takyif. Takyif. Naam, Ahmed.
Asking how?
Asking how. Yani to say how. Yani what is the manner of Allah's ascending above the throne? How does He ascend? What is it like? How is it? How does He do it? What is the manner of His ascending? Or His descension to the Sama'at Dunya? Or other than that? The how of it. To ask about it, or to explain how it is. Or to explain how it is. To say Allah ascends, and this is how He does it. Now, the last question of these terms is, how has the Shari explained of the original text? How has, again I say, there's a printing mistake here. How has the Shari explained of the original text defined the expression tamthil? How is he explained? Tamthil. Fadl.
Making examples.
يعني نعم. يعني مثل يمثل تمثيل. Right? It's from examples. مثال or مثل. To make an example, to try to describe or to explain Allah's characteristics or qualities or sifat by giving an example. It's the example of it is like this in something in the creation. All of these are deviations that require any more discussion, but here the Shaykh is just passing through them, so we're going to pass through them. And I do advise you to go back and read more yani thoroughly, thorough discussions concerning this particular aspect of deviation in the names and sifat of Allah, because it's very, very important. The last question, memorize the 4-point response of Imam Malik, rahimahullah, when he was asked about the takyif, the how of the istiwa, the ascending of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Naam, Abdul Wali.
The ascension is known, the how is unknown.
The ascension is known, and the how of it, its manner, is unknown. But believing in it, if Allah affirmed it for Himself, believing in it is wajib, it's obligatory. Asking how it is, and it's innovation. It's innovation. So there was another wording that Al-Imam Muhammad ibn Salih Uthaymeen mentioned, rahimahullah, concerning this statement from Imam Malik. The first 2 points, he said, يعني الاستواء معلوم والكيف مجهول. The استواء is known and the كيف is مجهول, unknown. It has also been narrated with a different wording that is more exact and more precise. And that is, if anybody remembers, it's not in the book now.
Not possible to be known?
يعني that الاستواء, instead of معلوم, he said, الاستواء غير مجهول. It's not unknown. But what is more important, he said, well, كيف غير huh? Close, but غير معقول. معقول, the عقل. It's not possible for the mind of the human being to comprehend. It's not possible to be known. It's not just unknown, but it's not possible for the human being to know the كيفية of Allah's sifat, how they are, their manner. Okay, that's what we covered, yani some of the points that we covered last week. Tonight, بإذن الله تعالى. We're going to be reading from, in the English, I think it's page 21. So this chapter is a little bit long, right? So it starts on page 21 and it goes to like 33. So it's a little bit long, and I don't think that we're going to be able to cover this in one session unless we really, really rush. And I don't like to rush, so we'll cover as much of it as possible, half or so. And we'll complete it in the next session, based on the title. So page 21, I said, 21, right, in the English translation, and page 20 in the Arabic text. So what I want to say before we begin, there are two main points that a person should come out of this chapter with. The first point is what is indicated here in the title. The first point is what is indicated in the title on the top of page 20. Al-Imanu bi Sidqi al-Rusul alayhi salam fi kulli ma akhbaru bihi. Meaning that a person must have iman in the truthfulness of the messengers of Allah, the prophets and messengers of Allah. The only thing that came to them was truth. And the only thing that they could deliver is the truth. So it is obligatory to believe in the truthfulness of the messengers, alayhi salam, in everything that they informed us of. Everything that they informed the people of is the truth. So this is the first point. And the second point of this chapter, I'm saying chapter, even though they're not originally chapters, but in any case, that's the way it came here. The second point is the principle of, yani the Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has a manner of describing Himself with negation and affirmation. Nafi wa ithbat. And He's going to talk a lot about that in this particular section. Nafi and ithbat. That Allah combines between negation, negating things that are unbefitting of Him, defects, shortcomings, or whatever, falsehood, and affirming that which is befitting of Him, the praiseworthy qualities. So this principle of negation and affirmation being combined together is what we're going to mostly talk about in this particular section. And probably next week we'll cover the two examples that Shaykh al-Islam Ibn Taymiyyah gives in detail, inshallah. Otherwise, if we rush through it, we won't be able to do that. Alright, so these are the two points. What are the two main points of this section? Number one is what? Without looking at the book. The main point of this section is the title. The obligation of having iman in the truthfulness of the messengers in everything that they inform us of. And the point of this is that if we must believe in the truthfulness of the messengers, and we're here talking about, that's the general rule, but specifically for us, it is the truthfulness of the Messenger of Allah, Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that everything that He informed us of, we must believe in it. It's truth. And that means that whatever He told us about Allah, descriptions of Allah, you must accept them, whether your mind can comprehend them or not. That's really the point. And the second point is the principle of what? An-nafi wal-ithbat. What does that mean? Affirmation or negation and affirmation. That combining these two things together. Allah affirms all qualities of perfection for Himself. And He negates all qualities of imperfection, defect, shortcoming, falsehood. Okay? So, and we're going to, like the Shaykh, because this is a, you know, it's a lecture He's given. It's not a book that He wrote. It's a lecture. So He's sometimes going to repeat some things, but these are the main points that you want to understand well. So when you, like when He says anything about these two points, pay attention to them and understand it well, inshallah. Okay, so we're on the top in English on the top on page 21, in Arabic on the top of page 20. Al-Iman bi Sidqi al-Rusul alayhi salam fi kulli ma akhbaru bihi. Yani, having iman, faith. Yani, the obligation of having faith in the truthfulness of the messengers and everything that they informed us about. قال المؤلف رحمه الله. The مؤلف meaning the, who's the مؤلف? The author. And who is the author? Shaykh al-Islam Ibn Taymiyyah. The author said, رحمه الله, he said, ثم رسله. ثم means what? Then, but meaning, then meaning after something else. So he's here attaching this beginning of this statement to something he said before. He talked about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala informing us about Himself, and that we must believe in it because He's the most knowledgeable, the most truthful, and the best in expression. Now he's saying, ثم, after that, also the messengers. You must believe in whatever they have described Allah with. So he says, ثم رسله, then His messengers. صادقون مصدقون. The voweling is not in this word, but it should be مصدقون. I'm sure of that because of the context of the statement, but I'm even more sure because in some of the manuscripts of this book, instead of مصدقون, which is the ism مفعول, it has مصدقون, which is ism مفعول. Yani, on the pattern of مفعول. Yani, مصدق. So the meaning here of مصدقون is the ism maf'ul from thulathi mazid, as opposed to the ism maf'ul from ghayr mazid. Both of them have the same meaning, masduq and musaddaq, as opposed to musaddiq. And there's some printing mistakes here in the voweling in these words, and that's why I'm paying attention to this. Okay, it means, then his messengers are sadiquna, truthful. They are truthful. Musaddaquna, yani, musaddiq is the one who testifies to something being the truth, and musaddaq with fatah is the one who we must believe that he is telling the truth. He's truthful and he's the one who should be believed as being truthful. They, the messengers. بِخِلَافِ الَّذِينَ يَقُولُونَ عَلَيْهِ مَا لَا يَعْلَمُونَ. And here there's two dots after يَقُولُونَ. That's a computer mistake. Computer is automatically put two dots because it thinks it's gonna, what's going to come after is what they're saying. So there's two dots there from the computer. I don't know why they didn't get rid of that. The translator has translated this as opposed to those who say what they do not do. That's what it says in English. So what should it be? Those who say? Anybody? I see some Arabic text here. About him. Those who say about him, يعني يقولون عليه ما لا يعلمون. Huh? They say, يقولون عليه. About him, ما لا يعلمون. They don't know. Not they saying what they don't do. What does that mean? They're saying what they don't do. No, they're saying what they don't know. They're lying against Allah. They're making up falsehoods against Allah. So here, Shaykh al-Islam Taymiyyah is saying the messengers are truthful and they are to be believed as being truthful. Contrary to those who say about Allah that which they do not know. They are making up stuff. So here he's making a distinction between the messengers. What they are saying must be believed because they are truthful. As opposed to other people just making up stuff. They're just making up stuff, saying about Allah what they don't know. وَلِهَذَا قَالَ. And for this reason, because of this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Al-Safat, 37th Surah, 181st and 82nd ayat, سُبْحَانَ رَبِّكَ رَبِّ الْعِزَّةِ عَمَّا يَصِفُونَ. Yani subhana, yani means to declare Allah, and it's normally translated as glorified, but the actual meaning is to declare Allah to be free of whatever they have ascribed to Him falsely, of any kind of weakness or defect or shortcoming. To declare Allah to be free from any kind of defect. So subhana rabbika, rabbil izzati, amma yasifun, the meaning is to declare your Rabb, the Rabb of izzah, of might and power, to be free, amma yasifun, from what they are describing him with. To declare him, he is declaring himself to be free from what these people of deviation, the disbelievers and the deviants, what they have described him with. Wassalamun ala al-mursaleen, and the salam of Allah is upon the messengers. And the Shaykh explains the meaning here, and I'll just allude to it, and he'll explain it later. The salam is upon the messengers because they are free of ascribing to Allah falsehood or defects or shortcomings, because they are free of that. What they say about Allah is correct. So salam is upon them because of them, the salama, because of them being safe and saved and free from ascribing falsehood to Allah. And he gives a couple of meanings to this here. The third ayat, walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen, and all of the praise belongs to Allah, the Lord of all the worlds. Yani this is yani because of Allah's perfection. And the Shaykh explains it as well. We'll come to it when we get there. But the point is that the first ayat, Allah is declaring Himself to be free from what the people of falsehood ascribe to Him. And the last ayat, He is declaring Himself to be worthy of all praise because of His perfection. So in the first ayat, there is negation of whatever they falsely attribute to Him. And the last ayat is affirmation of every quality of perfection. So here's the what? Negation and the affirmation in these ayat. After this, the Shaykh explains these, or Shaykh al-Islam Taymiyyah explains why he said, why Allah brought these ayats like this. He says, فَصَبَّحَ نَفْسَهُ أَمَّا وَصَفَهُ بِهِ الْمُخَالِفُونَ لِلرُّسُولِ. So Allah has declared Himself to be free of whatever they have described Him with. They meaning those who opposed the messengers, المخالفون للرسول, those who opposed the messengers, Allah is declaring Himself to be free from what they are saying about Him. وَسَلَّمَ عَلَى الْمُرْسَلِينَ, and He offered salams upon the مرسلين, the messengers. Why? لِسَلَامَةِ مَا قَالُوهُ مِنَ النَّقْصِ وَالْعِيبِ, because of them being safe and free, yani, or the being free, what they said, what the messengers said about Him is free from any defect or any yani deficiency, naqs and aib. So here is one interpretation. Some of the scholars of tafsir gave it like this: salam ala al-mursaleen li salamati ma qaluhu min al-naqs wal-aib, yani what they said is free from naqs and aib, from any defect or shortcoming being attributed to Allah, and due to the salama, it being safe from that, so salam is upon them. That's one of the interpretations from the books of tafsir. وَهُوَ سُبْحَانَهُ قَدْ جَمَعَ, and this is the principle. The second point of this subject tonight is this principle. Allah قَدْ جَمَعَ فِي مَا وَصَفَ وَسَمَّى بِهِ نَفْسَهُ بَيْنَ النَّفْيِ وَالْإِثْبَاتِ, yani Allah has combined or joined in what He has described Himself with and what He has named Himself with. He has combined between النَّفْيِ وَالْإِثْبَاتِ, negation and affirmation. Yani negating whatever is not befitting of Him and affirming yani perfection, every quality or characteristic or description of perfection. فَلَا عُدُولُ لِأَهْلِ السُّنَّةِ وَالْجَمَعَةِ أَمَّا جَاءَ بِهِ الْمُرْسَلُونَ, so there is no way to abandon or to leave off, yani to go away from what has come with the messengers. Yani the Ahl Sunnah al-Jama'ah, they cannot deviate from what the messengers brought. And this is an indication of their strict adherence to the Sunnah. The Ahl Sunnah al-Jama'ah, from their title, Ahl Sunnah, it's because they adhere to the Sunnah, to what the Prophet ﷺ came with. And because of that, it's not possible for them to deviate from what the messengers came with. It's not possible for them to deviate from it. And this is important for the people who identify themselves as being Ahlul Sunnah. That there's no benefit in describing yourself as Ahlul Sunnah unless you adhere to the Sunnah. In what we believe, first and foremost, but also in the way we worship, in our character, in our manners, in our da'wah, it must be in accordance with the Sunnah. A person can't say that I'm from Ahlul Sunnah because I have correct beliefs, but my behavior and my manners and my character is like the rest of the people. Ahl al-Sunnah is not just that you say stuff that is the right words to say, but it means the way we act and the way we live and every aspect of our life. So he said it's no way to abandon, for the Ahl al-Sunnah al-Jama'ah, there's no way to abandon what the messengers came with. فَإِنَّهُ الصِّرَاطُ الْمُسْتَقِيمُ, because what they came with is الصِّرَاطُ الْمُسْتَقِيمُ, what they came with is the صِرَاطُ الْمُسْتَقِيمُ. صراط الذين أنعم الله عليهم من النبيين والصديقين والشهداء والصالحين, and it is the path of those who Allah's favors are upon, those who Allah has blessed with His bounties and blessings and favors, from amongst four groups of people: the نبيين, the prophets; the صديقين, those who are truthful, truthful in speech and in their actions, yani their actions are in accordance with their speech, as opposed to the people who say the right things and then they act different. But the Siddiq is the person who speaks the truth and acts in accordance with the truth. Manners, character, behavior, worship, da'wah, it's not just speech on the tongue, but it has to be living by it. Wash-shuhada, the martyrs who die in the path of Allah, and the salihin, the righteous. So what the messengers came with is a sirat al-mustaqim. And the people of sunnah cannot deviate from the sirat al-mustaqim. It is the path of the prophets and the truthful and the martyrs and the righteous. وَقَدْ دَخَلَ فِي هَذِهِ الْجُمْلَةِ مَا وَصَفَ اللَّهُ بِهِ نَفْسَهُ فِي سُورَةِ الْإِخْلَاصِ الَّتِي تَعْدِلُ ثُلُثَ الْقُرْآنِ حَيْثُ يَقُولُ قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدٌ اللَّهُ الصَّمَدُ لَمْ يَلِدْ وَلَمْ يُولَدْ وَلَمْ يَكُنْ لَهُ كُفُوًا أَحَدٌ, Yani he said, so وَقَدْ دَخَلَ فِي هَذِهِ الْجُمْلَةِ. Yani a part of this category, yani that the Shaykh mentions earlier, قَدْ جَمَعَ فِي مَا وَصَفَ وَسَمَى بِهِ نَفْسَهُ, yani that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has combined in what he described himself and named himself with between nafi and ithbat. This category of things where Allah has described himself with by combining between nafi and ithbat, from amongst those evidences in the Quran where Allah combines between nafi and ithbat is Surah Al-Fatiha. It is from amongst those things, those places where Allah has described himself with by combining between an-nafi wal-ithbat. Bismillah. Alhamdulillah. Surah Al-Ikhlas, which is equal to one third of the Quran. And some of the scholars have explained how it's one third of the Quran in different ways. But one of the common explanations is that the Quran is divided into three types of, yani, ayat. One of them is dealing with tawheed. A second one is dealing with qasas, yani the stories in the Quran. And the third is the ahkam, legal rulings. So the Quran is divided into these three categories: tawheed and the stories of the prophets and the people before us, and legal rulings. So Surah Al-Ikhlas is the first third, tawheed. The whole of Surah Al-Ikhlas is dealing with Allah. So he said that, and it came in the authentic hadith from the Prophet ﷺ, that Surah Al-Ikhlas is one third of the Quran. So from amongst these places where Allah has described himself and named himself by combining between negation and affirmation, from amongst them is Surah Al-Ikhlas, which is equal to one third of the Quran, where Allah says, say, that's a command, say, Hu Allahu Ahad, say Allah, and he is Allah Al-Ahadun, one. Allahu Samad, yani the one who is eternal, that has no need of anyone or anything, and everything is in need of him. Lam yalid wa lam yulad, and he does not give birth to a child. He didn't give birth to a child, nor was he born. Wa lam yakul lahu kufuwan ahad, and there is no one that is equal to him. No one that is equal to him. So we're going to talk probably next week about this surah in some detail in the Shaykh's explanation. But I just want to mention here that in this surah, what is the negation and what is the affirmation? In this surah, what is the negation and what is the affirmation? Na'am. Lam yalid. Uh-huh. What else? Walam yulad. Anything else? Walam yakun lahu kufuwan ahad. That's the negation. Where is the affirmation? Kul huwa Allahu ahad. Allahu ahad. Allahu samad. Naam. So there's affirmation in the beginning and negation in the end. So this is an example of how Allah describes himself or names himself. Yani he named himself in this surah with what? What name? As-Samad. Uh-huh. Any other name? Ahad. Any other name? Allah. Allah. He described himself in this surah with what? Describe, description. Allah is a name. It has a description in it, yes. Because every name of Allah, that's one of the principles of Asma wa Sifat, every name of Allah indicates, contains within it, a sifa. And not every sifa of Allah points to a name. Okay? So yes, every one of these names has a sifa. But what about the sifat that are other than in the names that are mentioned here? He begets not nor is he begotten. That's a description. Allah is describing himself as not, negating from himself, giving birth to a child or being born. And also he's negating that there's anyone equal to him or comparable to him, that there's anything in the creation equal to him or comparable to him. So there's in this surah, Allah naming himself with names and describing himself with descriptions. From amongst the descriptions that are in the names are what? What descriptions came in the names of Allah in this surah? Huh? A samad, yani samadiyah, that Allah is eternal, without need, and everything is in need of him. Another description that came in the names of Allah in this surah? Ahad, yani that Allah is one, that he is unique, yani ahadiyah. And another description that came in here, in the name of Allah? Uluhiyah, al-uluhiyah, that Allah is divine, the one that is deserving of worship. Now, okay, so the Shaykh, this is Shaykh al-Islam Taymiyyah, then he goes on to say, yani that from amongst, وَقَدْ دَخَلَ فِي هَذِهِ الْجُمْلَةِ ما وصف الله به نفسه في سورة الإخلاص. And then he said, وما وصف به نفسه في أعظم Ayatin fi kitabihi. And what he has described himself with in the greatest ayah in his book, حيث يقول, where he said, الله لا إله إلا هو الحي القيوم لا تأخذه سنة ولا نوم له ما في السماوات وما في الأرض من ذا الذي يشفع عنده إلا بإذنه يعلم ما بين أيديهم وما خلفهم ولا يحيطون بشيء من علمه إلا بما شاء وسع كرسي السماوات والأرض ولا يؤوده حفظهما وهو العلي العظيم. So this ayah, يعني in Surah Al-Baqarah, second surah, 255th ayah, is very well known and famous, the greatest ayah in the Book of Allah. And in this ayah he mentions several names of himself and several descriptions of himself, and also included in it is the principle of nafi wal ithbat. That's the end of what Shaykh al-Islam Ibn Taymiyyah mentions here, and then the Shaykh begins to explain. We're going to take some of the explanation. Probably the explanation concerning Surah Al-Ikhlas and Ayatul Kursi we're not going to cover tonight, next week bi'idhni Allah ta'ala. But I want you to think about in Ayatul Kursi, and you can go ahead and read the rest of the chapter, whatever we don't read tonight, because next week I'm going to ask, what are the names of Allah that are mentioned in Ayatul Kursi? How many names of Allah are mentioned in Ayatul Kursi? What are they? What are the descriptions of Allah that he has described himself with in Ayatul Kursi? Which ones of them are negation and which ones of them are affirmation? So everybody knows Ayatul Kursi. Inshallah, whoever doesn't know it, at least have read it. Read it. Contemplate over it. Look at it carefully. This is a very important ayah, greatest ayah in the Book of Allah. That means we should know a lot about it. We need to know about it. Maybe we're reciting it every day in our Adhkar al-Sabah al-Musa, and we need to be thinking about its meaning. Okay, so let's go on with the explanation of the Shaykh. Now, Alhamdulillah. On the bottom of page 21 of the Arabic text, it says Sharh Samahat al-Shaykh Ibn Baz rahimahullah. Yani the explanation, commentary of the noble Shaykh Ibn Baz, yani al-Imam Muhammad Al-Imam Abdulaziz ibn Abdullah ibn Baz rahimahullah. He says in his explanation, and again remember this explanation is an oral yani explanation, so there may be some repetition. He says yaqulu rahimahullah, yani he, may Allah have mercy upon him, says what? Who is he? He's talking about here. He is the Sharia that's speaking now. Who is he talking about? Rahimahullah. He's talking about rahimahullah about who? Shaykh. Shaykh Ibn Baz is saying يَقُولُ رَحِمَهُ اللَّهُ. Who is he talking about رَحِمَهُ اللَّهُ? Huh? Shaykh Ibn Taymiyyah. Shaykh Ibn Baz رحمه الله is saying رَحِمَهُ اللَّهُ. He's talking about Shaykh Ibn Taymiyyah. يَقُولُ رَحِمَهُ اللَّهُ ثُمَّ رُسُلُهُ صَادِقُونَ مُصَدَّقُونَ. Then he said, after talking about himself, he said, then he said, and his messengers are truthful, and they are to be believed as being truthful. يعني أخبر عن نفسه. يعني Allah has informed us already about himself in what we read previously. He already informed us about himself. كما تقدم فيما ذكره المؤلف. يعني as it was, as it has preceded in what the مؤلف, the author Shaykh al-Islam ibn Taymiyyah, and what he has mentioned from الإيمان بالله وملائكته وكتبه ورسله إلى آخره. يعني the مؤلف has mentioned previously that we must have iman in Allah and his angels and his books and his messengers, to the end of what he said concerning that. And that was in the introduction when he said عقيدة, يعني the عقيدة of أهل السنة والجماعة, فهذا عقيدة الفرقة الناجية المنصورة. يعني we read that, and at the end of that, which we read in the previous session, he said أهل السنة والجماعة, يعني their aqeedah is iman in Allah and the angels and the books and the messengers and the resurrection after death, and iman in the qadr khayrihi wa sharri. So he's referring back to yani what the author mentioned previously, and then he says, which is what we want to look at right now, he says wa annahu, yani that Allah is a'lamu bi nafsihi wa bi khalqihi wa annahu la yuqas bi khalqihi subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah, and the author previously also mentioned that Allah, why we have to believe what Allah described himself with? Because he is the one who knows best about himself and about his creation. And he, there should be no comparison between him and his creation, subhanahu wa ta'ala. So after that, yani, He says, ثُمَّ رُسُلُهُ. After that, ثُمَّ رُسُلُهُ أَيْضًا صَادِقُونَ. Yani just like Allah is the most truthful, and He is the best knower, and He is the best to express Himself, He's saying the messengers next, after that, are the messengers who know Allah best, and who are most truthful, and who express themselves best. And therefore we have to accept what they describe Allah with, and affirm for Allah. ثُمَّ رُسُلُهُ أَيْضًا صَادِقُونَ. مصدقون. In my book it has مصدق with كسرة, it should be with فتح. اسم يعني مفعول. ها؟ يفتح. يفتح. Okay. ما شاء الله. In any case it should be فتح. نعم. The messengers are صادقون مصدقون يعني truthful, and those who should be believed as being truthful. We should believe what they say. فيما أخبروا به, in that which they have informed us about. فالذي أخبر به القرآن, and here in the translation is off. يعني this is, he's saying that the Quran and the messengers informed us about the best of the messengers, Muhammad. That's what it says in the translation, but that's not what it says in the Arabic. It says فالذي أخبر به القرآن, that which the Quran informed us about. وَأَخْبَرَتْ بِهِ الرُّسُولُ عَلَيْهِمُ السَّلَاةِ السَّلَامِ, and that which the messengers informed us about. وَأَفْضَلُهُمْ وَإِمَامُهُمْ وَخَاتَمُهُمْ خَاتَمُهُمْ مُحَمَّدٌ عَلَيْهِ السَّلَاةِ وَالسَّلَامِ أَخْبَرَ بِأَنَّهُ سُبْحَانَهُ وَتَعَالَى هُوَ الْعَلِيِّ الْعَلَى. Yani the meaning should be that which the Quran informed us about, and that which the messengers عَلَيْهِمُ السَّلَاةِ وَالسَّلَامِ informed us about. And the best of them, and the imam of them, and the seal of them, Muhammad alayhi salatu wasalam, has also informed us. And in other words, what the shaykh is saying is that the Quran informed us about Allah, the messengers informed us about Allah, and from amongst them, the best of the messengers, and the yani imam of the messengers, and the seal of the messengers, that is Muhammad alayhi salatu wasalam, he has informed us. بِأَنَّهُ سُبْحَانَهُ هُوَ الْعَلِيِّ الْعَالَى, that Allah subhanahu, He is the most, He is high, lofty, and He is the most high. وَهُوَ مُسْتَوٍ عَلَى الْأَرْشِ, and He has ascended above His arsh. وَهُوَ الَّذِي يُعْتِي وَيَمْنَى, and He is the one who gives and holds back. وَهُوَ الْقَادِرُ عَلَى كُلِّ شَيْءٍ, and He is the one who is able to do everything. وَهُوَ الْمُسْتَحِقُ لِلْعِبَادَةِ, and He is the one deserving, who has the right of all worship. These are some of the things that they, that Allah has informed us of, that the messengers have informed us of, and more importantly, that the best of the messengers, the imam of the messengers, the seal of the messengers, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he has informed us about Allah of these things. فَجَاءَتْ السُنَّةُ بِأَوْصَافِهِ الْعَظِيمَةِ سبحانه وتعالى وأنه إله الحق المستحق لأن يعبد كما دل عليه القرآن والرسل عليهم السلام صادقون فيما أخبروا به عن الله. يعني so he said, so the sunnah of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم came with tremendous, mighty, magnificent descriptions of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And it informed us that He is the Ilah al-Haq, the true Ilah, the one that truly deserves to be worshipped. Al-Mustahiq li-an yu'bad, and the one who has a right that He be worshipped. As this has been indicated in the Quran, and also the messengers, alayhimu salam, are truthful in what they have informed us of about Allah. So the information about Allah comes from the Quran. It comes from the messengers, and in our case, the messenger Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Most importantly, yani whatever we want to know about Allah and know that it is true and accurate and correct, then it came from two main sources: what Allah said about Himself in the Quran, and what His messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam said about Him in the authentic Sunnah, as was mentioned previously. Now he goes to explain the word musaddiq, musaddiquna. And again, in my book, it has مصدق with كسر. It should be مصدقون. مصدقون. نعم. الله مستعان. I wouldn't know what to do if there's some problem. But, I mean, it looks like it's on. Hey, ma'am, you want to look at this? Can you look at this and see if you can tell me that there's something wrong here or not? Anyway, I'm going to keep going, but why don't you let the imam? He's been taking care of it for me all the time. Does it look like there's something wrong there? Okay, so it's from their platform, not from me. Inshallah, we'll make a recording and send it to the class. So here, the Shaykh, he says, Musaddiq or Musaddaq? Musaddaq. It should be Musaddaquna. Yani, what is meant by Musaddaquna? That the messenger of the Musaddaquna. Yani, yajibu tasdiquhum ala kulli mukallaf. Yani, that it is obligatory on every person who is of the age of responsibility. Yani, where they are responsible for their actions. That's the mukallaf. Every mukallaf, yani, it's obligatory. Yajibu tasdiquhum. To believe in the truthfulness of the messengers. وَهُمْ يعني the messengers مَا جَاءَهُمْ مِنْ عِنْدِ اللَّهِ إِلَّا الصِّدْقِ. Nothing came to them from Allah except truth. Except truth. فَهُمْ صَادِقُونَ. So they are truthful. وَمُصَدَّقُونَ. And they are to be believed. They are to be believed as truthful. يعني we must testify to the truthfulness of what they said. وَمُصَدِّقُونَ. And they themselves testify to the truth. They are truthful. You must believe in their truthfulness, and they testify to the truth. فَالْوَاجِبْ عَلَى جَمِيعَ الْمُكَلَّفِينَ. So what is obligatory upon every person who is of the age of responsibility, and who is sane and of sound mind and of the age of responsibility? It is obligatory upon everyone to believe in the truthfulness of the messengers. تَصْدِيقُهُمْ وَالْعَمَلُ بِمَا جَاءُ بِهِ. And also to act upon what they came with. And here the point is what? That it's not sufficient that a person says, I believe in the Quran, I believe in the Sunnah. But a person must what? Act upon it. They must act upon it. فَكُلُّ أُمَّةٍ تَعْمَلُ فِي مَا جَاءَ بِهِ رُسُلُهُمْ. Every ummah must act upon what their messenger came with. ورسول هذه الأمة محمد عليه الصلاة والسلام يجب عليهم أن يتبعوا ما جاء به. And this, the messenger of this ummah, that is the Prophet Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم, it is obligatory upon the people of this ummah to follow what he came with, to strictly adhere to it. وينقادوا لشرعه, and to surrender and comply with the law that he came with. As Allah the Most High says in the Quran, Surah Al-Hashr, 59th Surah, 7th Ayah, وَمَا أَتَاكُمُ الرَّسُولُ فَخُذُوهُ وَمَا نَهَاكُمْ عَنْهُ فَانْتَهُ. Whatever the messenger came, gave you, then take it. And whatever he prohibited you, then leave it. And also the saying of Allah in Surah Al-A'raf, 7th Surah, 158th Ayah, قُلْ يَا أَيُّهَا النَّاسِ إِنِّي رَسُولُ اللَّهِ إِلَيْكُمْ جَمِيعًا. All people, that's the whole of humanity, men and jinn, indeed, I am the messenger of Allah to you all. Jami'an. Naam. Okay, if somebody's having some problem with the Bixler, it has been suggested by our brother, mashallah, the technician, to turn it off and turn it back on again. Restart it. Huh? Turn it off and turn it back on? Reconnect. Mashallah. Alhamdulillah, because I don't know what to tell you. I don't know what to do. Best thing I can tell you is come and be in the masjid. So the Shaykh goes on to say, Rahimahullah, فالواجب على جميع المكلفين اتباع هذا الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم فيما جاء به من الكتاب والسنة. So it is obligatory upon every person who is of the age of responsibility and sane to strictly adhere to this messenger, following him and what he came with from the book and from the sunnah. من الأحكام الشرعية, from the legal, yani the legislations of Allah in the sharia. من فعل وترك, whether it's something that you must do or something that you must leave. Yani that which has been, you have been commanded with or encouraged to do, and that which you have been prohibited from or discouraged from. Yani that we must strictly adhere to and follow the Prophet ﷺ and what he came with, from the Quran as well as from the Sunnah of the legal, yani the laws, the legislations of Allah, that which we must do and that which we must leave or abandon. وَمِنْ ذَلِكَ مَا أَخْبَرَ بِهِ عَنِ اللَّهِ وَأَسْمَائِهِ وَصِفَاتِهِ. And from amongst those things that we are commanded to follow the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam in, is that which he has informed us of about Allah and his names and his qualities or characteristics or descriptions. That's part of what we must follow the Messenger in, yani what he has informed us of about Allah himself and about his names and his qualities, characteristics or descriptions. فَيَجِبُ تَصْدِيقُهُ فِي ذَلِكَ. So it is obligatory upon you to confirm, to affirm the truthfulness, to affirm the truthfulness, his truthfulness in those things that he has come with. وَالْإِيمَانَ بِكُلِّ مَا أَخْبَرَ بِهِ مِنْ أَسْمَاءِ اللَّهِ وَصِفَاتِهِ إِيمَانًا بَرِيئًا مِنَ التَّمْثِيلِ مَا تَنْزِيحُ اللَّهِ عَنْ مُشَابَهَتِهِ خَلْقَهُ تَنْزِيهًا بَرِيئًا مِنَ التَّعْتِيلِ. And here again we go back to the principle of negation and affirmation, and also the principle of ta'atil and tamthil. And he brings them here, he says, so it's obligatory to believe in him, to believe the truthfulness of what he brought concerning this, and to have iman. Yani to have iman in and affirm everything that he has informed us of the names of Allah and his sifat, and iman, what type of iman? Iman that is bari'an min at-tamthil. Yani affirm what Allah has described himself with, or the Messenger has described him with, affirm it without making examples. Without making examples. So in affirmation, we have to be careful from making examples. Tamthil. And we have to be careful of tashbih, making resemblance.
You have to click on the link. It takes him to the Mixler website. It won't work for the website, but I clicked it. If you go to Mixler, it'll play for Mixler.
One more time.
It won't play in the web page.
It won't play on the web page.
If you click the link that takes you to Mixler,
okay.
It plays. Can I click?
Okay, so if you go to the website, islamlecture.com, and on the top of the page, in the middle of the page, it has, yani, the link for Mixler. If you click on that link for Mixler, it will take you to the Mixler website and it will work from there. Because, inshallah, Imam just tried it and it works. JazakAllah khair. So, yani, it's obligatory to believe, yani, in the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the truthfulness of what he came with. And this requires iman, affirmation of everything that he has informed us of concerning the names of Allah and his sifat, and iman that is free from tamthil. Yani affirming Allah's qualities and characteristics without making examples for them or without making resemblances in them. مَا تَنْزِيحَ اللَّهِ عَنْ مُشَابَهَةِ خَلْقَهُ تَنْزِيهًا بَرِيًا مِنَ التَّعْتِيلِ. That is, declaring Allah. تَنْزِيح here means like tasbih or taqdis. To declare Allah to be free from any mushabaha, resemblance, tashbih to his creation. A tanzih that is free from ta'atil. Yani negating from Allah any resemblance to anything in the creation. His qualities or characteristics do not resemble anyone or anything in the creation. But when you do this negation or this tanzih of Allah, you must be careful not to do ta'atil. That is the negation, the denial of the characteristics. Yani, in other words, that means that you deny there being any resemblance between Allah's qualities or characteristics and any of the qualities or characteristics of anything in the creation without outright denying Allah's qualities. You deny that there is any resemblance, but you affirm these qualities for Him without making ta'atil. So I hope it's clear. I know some of the technical terminology, if a person is learning it for the first time, is a little difficult, but to kind of simplify it a little bit, we can say that here what the Shaykh is saying in summary is affirm whatever Allah has described Himself with, but not making examples or resemblances to anything in the creation. Affirm what he has said about himself, just as he said it. But don't make any comparison or any example to try to say how it is. And then you must negate from Allah having any resemblance to anything in the creation without negating the characteristics that he has affirmed for himself. Because some people, when they say, oh, that's like the created being, so they just negate it outright. You must negate resemblance, but not negate the quality or the characteristic that Allah has affirmed for Himself. And inshallah, we'll be talking about this further, so yani, there'll be more time to get it. As we come to the end of our time, I'm turning in the Arabic to page 22. The Shaykh says, وَلِهَذَا قَالَ رَحِمَهُ اللَّهِ بِخِلَافِ الَّذِينَ يَقُولُونَ عَلَيْهِ مَا لَا يَعْلَمُونَ. For this reason, the author, Shaykh Islam Taymiyyah, may Allah have mercy upon him, said, Yani, believe in what the messengers have said, as opposed to those who are saying about Allah that which they don't know. People are making up stuff. Min al kafara wal jahala, from the disbelievers and the ignorant. Yani, not all the people who are speaking about Allah falsely are disbelievers. Some of them are people who ascribe to Islam, but they are ignorant. ولهذا صبح نفسه أما يقوله الكذابون. For this reason, because of people lying on Allah, he has declared himself to be free from what they said. Yani the liars, what they said about him. فقال تعالى. So he quotes the ayat where Allah declared himself to be free from what the liars said about him. Yani سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون. Yani Allah is declared to be free. Yani he declares himself, Ya Rabb, the Rabb of Izzah, to be free from what they have described him with, the liars, the disbelievers and the ignorant. وَالسَّلَامُ عَلَى الْمُرْسَلِينَ, and peace be upon the messengers. وَالْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ, and the praise, because of Allah's perfection, he is praised. All the praise belongs to him, the Lord of all the worlds. Surah Al-Safat, 37, Surah 180th, 81st and 82nd ayat. Then the Shaykh says, فَحَمِدَ نَفْسَهُ. So Allah in this ayat, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, in the third of those ayats, he praises himself. فَحَمِدَ نَفْسَهُ لِأَنَّهُ الْكَامِلُ فِي ذَاتِهِ وَأَسْمَائِهِ وَصِفَاتِهِ. Why does he praise himself? Because he is deserving of praise. He is the one who is perfect. Perfect. In his that, in his divine being, or as some of the translations, the essence, in Allah's divine being, he is perfect in himself, and he is perfect in his names, and in his qualities or characteristics or descriptions. So he, the Most High, said, Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Yani because of his perfection, he deserves to be praised. In addition, he also deserves to be praised, not just because of his perfection, but also because of all that he does for us, and all that he has given us. He also deserves to be praised for that. But aside from him, if he didn't give us anything, he deserves to be praised because of the perfection of his nafs, and his asma, and his sifat, and his af'al. His qualities and descriptions, and his names, and his actions are all perfect. For that reason, he said he has praised himself. ونزه نفسه أما يقوله المخالفون للرسول من أعدائه. And then he declared himself to be free from what the مخالفون, those who opposed the messengers, said about him. He declared himself to be free from what they said about him. Yani from amongst the his enemies, and that may be from the, as the Shaykh said, الكفرة والجهلة, the disbelievers and the ignorant. فقال تعالى. And he declared himself to be free from what they said. He says, Subhana Rabbika, Rabbil Izzati Amma Yasifun. Yani, Allah is, he declares, Ya Rabb, Yani, the Rabb of Izzah, the Lord of power and honor. He declares himself to be free from what they describe him with. Yani, Amma Yasifuhu Bihi A'da'ullah. Yani, what the enemies of Allah has described him with. Yani, a falsehood, of defect. Yani, of that which they made up. Min al-kafara, from the disbelievers. من اتخاذ الولد. Specifically, some of the things that they describe him with is that he has taken a son for himself. والصاحبة, or he has taken a, يعني a, I don't know, صاحبة, a mate, يعني a companion. I think, يعني, like Allah has, they're saying that Allah has a wife. نعم. وأعوذ بالله من ذلك. ومن أن له شريك. Or that he has a partner, يعني someone that shares with him in that which is from his exclusive rights. فَكُلُّ هَذَا بَاطِلٌ. All of this is false. نَزَّهَ نَفْسَهُ عَنْهُ. He has declared himself to be free from it. لَمْ يَتَّخِذْ صَاحِبَ وَلَا وَلَدَا. Yani he hasn't taken for himself, yani a, I don't know what's the best word to use for the صاحبة. Somebody help me.
I was going to say partner, you said partner.
Yeah, I mean, so shariq is means an equal. Sharing in something. But sahiba means your companion, yani a wife. Yani I think they mean Allah has a wife. He took a wife because he had a son. Yani the Christians say that, right? They say marry the mother of God, they say. They actually say that as their tasbih. Yani that's how they praise Allah, by praising Mary as the mother of God. Like, just think about it, right? Like, how does a person say that? There's a lady who's the mother of God. This is how these people are so far astray. And they're saying stuff that you can't even really say. Yani you can't say it, like, even if you don't know anything, you can't say it. Allahu musta'an. So he's saying here that Allah has described, he is declaring himself to be free from what the disbelievers have said concerning him. From amongst those things, the major things that they said, he has taken a son, that he has taken a sahiba, and that he has a shariq, somebody who shares in that which is from his exclusive rights. So all of this is falsehood. Allah has declared himself to be free from it. He has not taken a sahiba, he has not taken a walad. And then we are at the end of our time. So he says, here he begins to talk a little bit about Surah Al-Ikhlas, but the full explanation of Surah Al-Ikhlas is coming after, and that we'll save for next week. He says, Huwa subhanahu wa ta'ala al-farad al-samad. And he is the one who is singular, unique. And he is a samad, the one who has no need of anyone, everyone is in need of him, yani eternal. Laysa lahu shariq. He doesn't have anyone that shares with him in those things that are his, what he owns and what he controls and what he has a right to. Bal huwa al-ilah al-haq. He is the true one that deserves to be worshipped. Allah says in the Quran, wa ilahukum ilahun wahid. And your ilah is one ilah. There's not three or many. There's one that deserves to be worshipped. La ilaha illa huwa ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. There's no ilah. There's no one deserving of worship except him, ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. And this one, Surah Al-Baqarah, second Surah, 163rd ayat. Then he says, the Shaykh says, وَسَلَّمَا عَلَى الْمُرْسَلِينَ. Yani, he also gave salams, offered salams to the messengers, due to لِسَلَامَةِ مَا قَالُوهُ مِنْ نَفْيِ النَّقْصِ وَالْعَيْبِ. Due to them being, in what they said, it is free from. It is free from, yani, نَفْيِ النَّفْسِ. Yani, سَلَامَةِ مَا قَالُهُ مِنْ نَفْسِي. Yani, they have negated any defect for Allah or any shortcoming. Yani, due to them having negated any defect or shortcoming to Allah. So he said, Allah said, وَسَلَامٌ عَلَى الْمُرْسَلِينَ. And salam be upon the messengers. Surah Al-Safat, 37th Surah, 181st Ayat. And he's another explanation of why salam is on the mursaleen. One of them is due to what they said, yani, being correct, being right, yani, in negating any defect for Allah. He said here, لِأَنَّهُمْ سَلَّمُوا لِلَّهِ بِمَا أَخْبَرَهُمْ بِهِ. Because they have surrendered and submitted to Allah in what He has informed them about. Yani, they just accepted what Allah said. They didn't try to argue any point or change anything. وَانْقَادُوا لَهُ. They have complied. They have surrendered, willing surrender and compliance to him. وَبَلَّغُوا الْأُمَمْ. And they have delivered or conveyed the message that Allah gave to them. فَهُمْ سَالِمُونَ. So they are safe. I don't know, the spelling here, the voweling is, I don't know what it is, but it has to be مُسْلِمُونَ or مُسَلِّمُونَ. Yani, they have surrendered. Either one, مُسَلِّمُونَ from the verb سَلَّمَ يُسَلِّمُ or مُسْلِمُونَ from أَسْلَمَ. And the meaning here is that they are safe and they have surrendered. صادقون, they are truthful, في نفس الأمر, in this matter. مصدقون, yani they testify to the truthfulness of what Allah has revealed to them. ومصدقون, and they are to be believed as being truthful in what they deliver. So these are five descriptions that the Shaykh gives for them. سالمون, مسلمون, صادقون, مُصَدِّقُونَ and مُصَدَّقُونَ. Yani that they are safe in what they have delivered, they have surrendered, they are truthful, they testify to the truth, and we testify to the truthfulness of what they have delivered. ثُمَّ حَمِدَ نَفْسَهُ. Then he praised himself. فَقَالَ تَعَالَى الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. He praised himself by saying, all of the praise belongs to Allah, the Lord of all the worlds, due to لِكَمَالِ ذَاتِهِ وَكَمَالِ صِفَاتِهِ وَأَفْعَالِهِ سُبْحَانَهُ وَتَعَالَى. وَلِهَذَا فَلَهُ الْحَمْدُ الْمُطْلَقُ. So he has praised himself due to the perfection of his divine being, and the perfection of his qualities or characteristics, and the perfection of his actions. And for this reason, he is the one who deserves. It is due to him, yani, the absolute, total, unrestricted praise. وَهُوَ سُبْحَانَهُ قَدْ جَمَعَ فِي مَا وَصَفَ وَسَمَّ بِهِ نَفْسَهُ بَيْنَ النَّفْيِ وَالْإِثْبَاتِ فِي الْآيَاتِ وَالْأَحَدِيثِ. And he, that is Allah, has combined in what he has described and named himself with, he has combined between negation and affirmation in the ayat of the Quran and also in the ahadith of the Prophet ﷺ. And this is the last thing that we're going to mention here, the principle, yani the detail of the principle related to negation and affirmation. He said, فَالنَّفْيُ مُجْمَلٌ, yani the negation that Allah is combining here with affirmation is going to be general, مُجْمَل. The negation is general, it's not specific, negating specific things, but it's general negation. Well, ithbat mufassal, it should be without alif lam. Well, ithbat mufassalun. And the affirmation is going to be detailed. So the negation is going to be general, so it covers everything that should be negated, and the affirmation is going to be detailed, because he's going to mention specific things that he affirms for himself, of names, of characteristics. هَذِهِ هِيَ طَرِيقَةُ الْقُرْآنِ وَالسُنَّةِ. This is the way of the Qur'an and Sunnah, that Allah combines with general negation and specific affirmation. نَفْيٌ مُجْمَلٌ, yani general negation. And these are examples of general negation. لَيْسَ كَمِثْلِهِ شَيْءٌ, there's nothing like him, that's general. In Surah Ash-Shura, 11th ayah. فَلَا تَجْعَلُوا لِلَّهِ أَنْدَادًا وَأَنْتُمْ تَعْلَمُونَ. And don't make any rivals for Allah, while you know that there's no rivals for him, no one equal to him, no one deserving of worship except him. So this is general, don't make any rivals to Allah. In Surah Al-Baqarah, 22nd ayah. هَلْ تَعْلَمُ لَهُ سَمِيًا. Do you know, yani, that there is any سَمِيًا for him, anyone that is similar to him, or comparable to him, or equal to him? This is general, there is no one like him. Surah Maryam, 65th ayah. And then he says also general negation, وَلَمْ يَكُنْ لَهُ كُفُوًا أَحَدٍ. And there is no one, yani, equal to him, or comparable to him. This is general, all this is general negation. Surah Al-Ikhlas, 4th ayah. إِلَى غَيْرِ ذَلِكَ مِنَ الْآيَاتِ. And then there are other ayats similar to this. That's the general negation as far as the affirmation being detailed, he said. وَإِثْبَاتٌ مُفَصَّلٌ. And he has combined them, the general negation with the detailed affirmation. هُوَ الْعَزِيزِ. This is detailed affirmation. Allah is saying he is al-Aziz, al-Hakim, al-Ra'uf, al-Halim. Allah ahadun, Allah samad, al-Ghafur, al-Rahim, al-Malik, al-Quddus, al-Salam. إِلَى غَيْرِ ذَلِكَ مِنْ أَسْمَاءِ وَصِفَاتِهِ Al-Mufassalati, subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah gives details when he affirms that he is the mighty, he is the wise, he is kind, he is forbearing, he is Allah one, Allah is Samad, yani the eternal, Al-Ghafur, the forgiving, the merciful, the king, the one who is holy, and the one who is the author or the source of peace, yani free of any defect, to other than that of his names and his sifat, which he has mentioned in detail. So the end of this topic is في آيات القرآن, in the ayats of the Quran, وفي السنة, and also in the Sunnah أيضا, جمع بين النفي والإثبات. Allah has combined between negation and affirmation. And نفي المجمل, يعني the general negation, الذي يتضمن تنزيع الرب عن كل ما لا يليق به وتقديسه سبحانه وتعالى أما يقوله أعداء الرسول عليه السلام, وبين الإثبات المفصل من أسمائه وصفاته سبحانه وتعالى. So here the Shaykh is saying, so in the ayat and in the sunnah, Allah has combined between negation and affirmation, the general negation, which يَتَضَمَّنُ تَنْزِيعَ الرَّبِ, which includes within it, or implies Allah being free, the Rabb being free from everything that is not befitting of Him, that is not suitable of Him. And تَقْدِيسَهُ, which is the similar meaning but from the other direction, yani tanzi means to negate everything that is of defect. And taqdis means to declare him to have every perfect quality, which is a way of saying he doesn't have any defect, but from the other side. From whatever they said, the enemies of the messengers, whatever they said about him, he's combining that general negation with al-ithbat al-mufassal, the detailed affirmation of his names and his sifat. فَلَا عُدُولَ لِأَهْلِ السُّنَّةِ. And therefore, the Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah, they cannot, yani, get away from, they cannot deviate from, they cannot abandon, yani, لَيْسَ لَهُمْ مَعَدَلَ أَمَّا جَاءَ بِهِ الْمُرْسَلُونَ. They cannot leave that which the messengers came with. فَإِنَّهُ الصِّرَاطُ الْمُسْتَقِيمُ. Because indeed what they came with is the straight path. And what is the straight path? هُوَ تَوْحِيدُ اللَّهِ. Tawheed of Allah, declaring Allah to be one in His divine being in his names and qualities and characteristics, in his actions and so on. وَطَاعَتُهُ, and also obedience to him, is part of as-sirat al-mustaqim. وَالْإِيمَانْ بِهِ, and believing in him and his names and sifat, is part of as-sirat al-mustaqim. وَأَنَّهُ لَا شَبِيهُ لَهُ, and there is no one that resembles him. وَلَا كَفَّ لَهُ, and there is no one who is equal to him. وَلَا نِدَّ لَهُ, and there is no rival to him, subhanahu wa ta'ala. فَهَذَا هُوَ صِرَاطُهُ الْمُسْتَقِيمُ. I'm going to stop here with this, and next week inshallah we'll complete what he says about this, including the explanations of Surah Al-Ikhlas and Ayat Al-Kursi. So basically the Shaykh is saying here that there is affirmation and negation, and Allah combines between them in many ayats in the Quran, and also came in the Sunnah like that. That affirmation is going to be detailed affirmation, and the negation is going to be general with some exceptions, with few exceptions. But negation is going to be general negation of everything that's not befitting of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he said, this is the Sirat al-Mustaqim. Tawheed of Allah, obedience to Allah, believing in Allah and his names and his sifat, and that there's nothing similar to him, equal to him, or a rival to him, subhanahu wa ta'ala. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta. Astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. I wanted to cover the last question, number 10, from our study guide. So we covered it, alhamdulillah. So all the questions on the study guide from tonight's class, you should be able to answer them. Subhanakallah. Shalom. La ilaha illa anta. Astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk.